Hello, this is John Beaner with Marketplace Witness. We're excited to have you join us for the second part of Pam Malarkey's testimony. Pam Malarkey is the founder of Project SOS, which is an amazing program that helps young people throughout Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. It's about teenage pregnancy. It's about sex, drugs, and alcohol, helping them abstain from those issues, helping them make the right choices and decisions. Again, this show, Marketplace Witness, is about sharing testimonies of business people and entrepreneurial ministry leaders that are helping to change the lives of young people and old people and customers and suppliers and vendors and community throughout Northeast Florida. Wise Counsel is a roundtable process where entrepreneurs give each other advice and counsel, and we bring in outside experts as well. Marketplace Witness, again, is the show where we do the interviewing. And thirdly, Genesis, the business workshop, is a project that helps entrepreneurs know the biblical application of the word and how to serve a customer with love, kindness, character, and morality from God's perspective and prosper doing it. Again, Pam Malarkey, this is part two of Pam's testimony. The first part, if you missed it, we're going to review it for you a little bit here. She grew up in a home that was screaming and yelling, and she decided, she swore to herself that she would never get married. Secondly, what happened is she lost both brothers, and so it gave her an amazing fear of death. But despite those issues, despite those problems, she was a young, aspiring, energetic woman that did finally get married. And what happened is that she ran for the school board in St. John's County and won a number of times. So she loved to serve in public office, had a goal and aspiration to get to Congress. But one day when she was jogging, a young girl in the neighborhood stopped her and said, Pam, would you please tell the neighbor ladies over here that their young daughter is pregnant and she's about to have an abortion. Well, Pam was the kind of person who could do that, but through the testimony of talking with that family, God showed her that her mission and calling in life was really to help young people avoid the sex, drugs, and alcohol issues they had to face every day and challenges of those things. So God gave her a vision over 5 days, and Pam tells the amazing story of how God led her to this. Again, today, $2 million budget, 26 employees, 15,000 kids, teenage pregnancy has been reduced 55% in this area. Amazing stories. We're joining in here right now where Pam, in part two of our interview, is going to tell you about how she leads her organization, young people, stories and parent stories, and how transmitted diseases cause amazing issues and problems, how you can be involved and how you can help. She also has a free lunch on Tuesdays that you can join her without any asking for anything, but she does ask for you to pray for her ministry. Again, her phone number is 279-0870. If you miss this entirely, you can join us on Marketplace Witness site and AskWiseCounsel.com. Again, let's go ahead and join Pam in the second half of our interview. So how many years has it been then with Project
16 this year.
Actual 16. Yeah. You said 16 when you got that vision.
Yep.
And
We're just finishing our 15th year then. We're okay, starting our 16th year.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you started on your... How'd you get started? Because that's a tough thing. Now, I know... Wait, let me just backtrack a little bit. You got the vision from God.
Absolutely.
Over those five days, those nights that he wouldn't let you sleep.
Right.
And he was riding through you.
Right. And I thought I'd be tired, but I wasn't one bit tired. I had more energy than I've ever had in my life. And so I just went one day at a time, you know, praying, God, show me what I'm supposed to do. I knew I was supposed to call these people and tell them what was going on, not revealing what had happened to this girl. It was probably a year before I ever revealed that, but just telling them there's so much going on. So I started doing my homework because I love research. And as I was looking at what was going on with our kids, the sex, the drugs, the alcohol, I was just amazed. And I went, oh, my God, I can't believe this. So I realized my destiny was not to go to Congress. It was to do what God called me to do. And yet that wasn't my wish for my life.
Right.
So you have to prioritize, am I going to do it God's way or am I going to do it my way?
That's right.
And I had been through those battles before, so I knew if I didn't listen to what the Holy Spirit was telling me, I'd be miserable. And I was fighting with him a little bit on it because I was going, God, I'm not going to be popular. I really like being popular. Right. I really want to go to Congress and I want to be popular. Of course, I'm glad I'm not there now because everybody hates Congress. But he had to get that out of me. And he had to guide me every day. And, you know, he brought all these volunteers in to help me. And kids would come to me and say, I've got a story about a friend. Can I share in front of the classroom? I said, as long as you don't talk about that friend name-wise, you can share because they need to hear you. And so God would just bring these people to me that had these phenomenal stories. Mm-hmm. And so we were an all-volunteer organization for 5 years before we ever got our first grant. First year we had a checkbook, and I was so excited. We had $68 in our checkbook. That was thrilling. Now we've got a budget of 2 million and 25 employees. I'm going, oh, my God, I can't believe where we've come from because he has done it all.
Sure.
It's not my organization.
For a lot of people who want to start a ministry or believe they're called to start a ministry anyway, those early steps are threatening and
sweat, blood, and tears.
I'm sure you hear the enemy trying to keep you from it and God trying to lead you to it.
Right. So you've got to be willing to
Did you start out of your home or how did you do
that? I did. We were in our home. We had our first office after we got the first grant. It was 600 square feet. We had 6 employees.
Okay.
And we had one telephone line and it was a fax line too. And we never had a fight.
That was after 5 years.
That was after 5 years.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So you've got to be willing to pay the price. Yeah.
Okay.
People think, oh, I want to start one of those. I want to be just like that. There's a lot of sweat, a lot of blood, and a lot of tears, but guess what? If it's what God's called you to do, you've got to do it, and He will help you. But He's not going to let you sit back there and pray all day long and sing Kumbaya. He wants you to work, too. He wants you to pray about everything, but He wants you to do the work. So that's important to be
Did you get
diligent.
Some of these parents who were impacted by this to help you to start, or did they... Did anybody volunteer like that? Or
they were
did kids
all
to volunteer
parents
at all,
with teenagers that wanted to be on my board and that he put down for me to invite to the board. So they all had a vested interest in this.
Okay.
Right, and then they'd come and help. Yeah, volunteers.
Okay. So you started going to schools.
Right.
And what kind of receptivity did he have in the school?
We started in one classroom in one middle school, and that spread out because when people heard what we were doing, the kids wanted to hear this because the kids were interested. You know, they're curious.
Right.
Oh, what are they doing over there? And then the teacher said, well, I'm having a hard time with so-and-so. Could you come over and talk to our class? Well, of course we can, you know.
Right.
So then we were in, you know, schools, all the middle schools in St. John's County. And then Clay County heard about it. Well, they wanted us in their county. So we started going around. Then we got our first grant. We had enough money to pay people so they could practice skits. I mean, before they were all volunteers. If they showed up, great. If they didn't, well, oh, well. You know, it's me, myself, and I. So when you get money in small things, you can use part-time.
Start to,
yeah.
A little stronger.
And they can come and they can practice and we design skits. And God woke me up in the middle of the night with our best skits. I mean, he would give them to me.
Really?
He just wakes me up and tells me, okay, look at this. And I'm going, okay, we'll do it. And one was, I was trying to, how can we teach kids in a nice way about sexually transmitted diseases? So he woke me up in the middle of the night with this tennis shoe skit of a wedding couple. Giving each other a present, and one gives the person a brand new pair of tennis shoes and how beautiful they are, and the other one, when he opens up the gift, it's a pair of tennis shoes that look like they've been run over by a, you know, Mack truck about 25 times, and that represented the STDs and how he didn't wait for her and how the pressure was, and then she and he, you know, come together, and it's like, well, I had pressure too, but I thought enough about you to wait. And I still have kids 16 years or 15 years ago, they saw that skit, and they still tell me, I remember that tennis shoe skit. So it's an impactful thing.
Wow.
And it was God-breathed.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about God in the schools or the detention centers or the homes run by mothers. It's all about good health.
Yeah.
Because without good health, our kids are pawns in the hand of the enemy.
Right.
And what better way than to rob, kill, and destroy our kids than through sex and drugs and alcohol? I mean, duh. that's a no-brainer. Every kid wants to do that or thinks it'd be fun.
Right.
So the enemy's pretty crafty, isn't it?
Right, no doubt about it. All right, this is John Beaner here with Marketplace Witness, and I'm with Pam Malarkey. We're going to stay a little longer, Pam, if you can hang in there with us, and talking about Project SOS and how they go into schools and have skits and they teach kids about abstinence sexually and about staying away from drugs and alcohol and also, of course,
violence.
I mean, violence. I've seen some of the skits. I mean, I've been attended some of the sessions, and it's fun to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids are, I mean, I don't know how, you must have almost a drama class going on there.
It's called edutainment.
Edutainment.
We looked at MTV and BET and we said, hey, they've got the attention of our kids. What are they doing? Uh-huh. And it's 3-minute little things, 2-minute. Yeah. And they switch it up, and it's fun, and it's exciting. It's teaching them all the wrong things. And we said, can we do that and teach them all the right things? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. We can.
Right.
So it's been fun.
So, but you got a core of kids now, right? How many mm-hmm. How many people on staff right now?
I've got 26 on staff, and about 75% of those are under the age of 25.
Wow.
So some days it's like herding cats.
Okay.
You know, they've never had a job, and it's like, okay, you do have to come to work early. But they're great young people. They have a heart for young people. And I hire them according, and we hire them in our organization according to their mission, their uh-huh. Heart for missions. If they want a job and they want to, you know, work, that's one thing, but if they want to impact their own society and their own generation, that's the one I want.
Yeah.
So that's I look good. At their heart.
That's good. That's good. Well, what kind of feedback do you get from parents? Have you got a couple
Excellent.
Of examples that you can give me?
Oh, yeah. Our parents, our students, and our teachers, and our administrators, we have the best feedback. I mean, nobody dislikes our program. Okay. Everybody that's been there, you know, we don't get any negative comments. And right. We're in 12 school districts now, so we're all over Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. So we're reaching lots and lots of kids, 15,000 a year. You'd expect to have some negative stuff.
Right.
We don't, yeah. Because it's all unconditional love and skills that kids lack. And with the parent programs, I teach them, and I'll come out to any church and do that for free. Mm-hmm. Please, if you're listening to this and you want a parent program, call me. I teach, are you going to raise your kids through fear or through faith? And it's very powerful. And then mm-hmm. I can help them know how to teach their kids the skills, because they might not get a program. Mm-hmm. But the parent can teach them 4 refusal skills and 4 boundaries. Simple.
Good, good.
It's 8 things they walk out there with and a piece of paper, and they go, I can do this.
So you're training parents.
I'm
as well.
Training parents how to train their kids. That's right, because they're the best educators.
That's good. Now, I know also there's a lot of diseases kids can get from sexual...
Over 25, yeah.
25. I mean, that's frightening when they... I mean, there's a number that they can die from, right? I mean...
There are AIDS they can die from. They can die from cervical cancer, which is HPV. But more important than that, you've got infertility rates off the charts. They can't have babies because they've... done damage to the fallopian tubes and to the male organ, sex organ. So we're having lots and lots of couples who can't get pregnant.
Really?
And they never
wow.
knew they had an STD because it went undetected. 70% of our sexually transmitted diseases have no symptoms.
Wow.
So these kids don't think they're infected. They're just sleeping around thinking, man, this is fun, woohoo, you know.
Yeah.
And really what's going on internally, mm-hmm. they have no idea they're becoming sterilized.
Right.
And that's sad because... if a child starts being sexually active as a teenager, the chances right now, research shows, by the time they're 25, and our kids are waiting to get married till
mm-hmm.
later,
mm-hmm.
by the time they're 25, 50% of them will have contracted a sexually transmitted disease.
Really?
That's
wow.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, that's terrible.
And your leading sexually transmitted disease is human papillomavirus, which is the only reason for cervical cancer.
Hmm.
Huge. And penile cancer. Those are huge things to deal with.
Wow.
Then the other one is chlamydia, and that causes infertility. So the top 2 things are going to ruin our kids' future.
Wow.
And we sit here and think, oh, we'll just teach them about a condom. Well, HPV is not being stopped by condoms because it's a skin-to-skin contact virus. Condoms are fluid to fluid.
Hmm.
So.
Well, I know that, you know, you guys talk about the office environment and what you try to create in the culture, because you're having to manage and motivate these young people as employees to go into the schools and do a great job and develop relationships
and
all of that. But, I mean, what... Obviously, you pray together somehow, or you must be doing something. Are all of them Christians that work for you, or what?
The kids we hire have a mission mind to change their youth culture for the better.
Okay.
It's not a Christian organization because of our funding.
Okay.
But these kids do have faith.
Okay.
They pray in their own time, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to pray at mm-hmm. office time. But if they're not committed to changing their own youth culture for the better, and if they're not committed to avoiding sex, drugs, and alcohol themselves, then they don't need to be on my staff. Now, some of them made terrible mistakes in those areas, and that's okay. They've been redeemed. They're walking the talk now, and they have to have been abstinent from those risk behaviors, high-risk behaviors, for 1 year before they can work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some kids that come in after 2 months, and they're so excited. Man, I quit all this, and I feel so good, and I want to share with kids. And I go, that is wonderful. Come back and see me in 10 more months. because it's going to take you a year to be able to know you can walk out that commitment. It's just like Alcoholics Anonymous. Mm-hmm. You know, you got an alcoholic. It's a 12-month process to know that you're not going to fall right. back. And then, of right. course, when you're out on the front lines talking with kids, the enemy's after you every minute. So it's a very, very tough road to walk mm-hmm. when you're out there mm-hmm. on the front lines. But mm-hmm. they're wonderful young people. The mm-hmm. hardest part is to get them to do their paperwork. Because they're not born to do paperwork. They're born to talk to teenagers. But
they're born to talk, right?
Yeah. But requirement-wise, we want to know pre- and post-test. We want to know how successful we are. We want to know every child. We want to know their email address. These are secretarial duties that we have to have done, mm-hmm. and so they have to do them.
Mm-hmm. But in the development of this organization, this ministry, I mean, you've had some ups and downs. Can you share a little bit of some of those things? It hasn't been all peaches and cream.
Of course not.
I know you've with funding, that's mm-hmm. been an up and down
It's an up and down
struggle.
Battle, and one time we lost a $500,000, we didn't lose it, it expired, and we didn't get it renewed because we'd done such a good job of reducing teen birth rates, we didn't qualify. It's like, okay, we got a 55% reduction in teen birth rates, and now we lose $500,000 because we're too good at what we do. Mm-hmm. The government funding is not the answer. I've come to that conclusion. Uh-huh. They pay for problems, and if the problems go away, they stop paying you. So mm-hmm. you got to keep the problem, perpetuate the problem. That's not God's best for us.
Right.
So we're about to lose all of our funding again from Obama. He's just wiped out all of the abstinence uh-huh. funding. Will we survive? Absolutely we will, because it's not my organization, it's his. Mm-hmm. But he'll get the community to play a bigger role now, because mm-hmm. that's who we help. Sure. When we teach a young person how to avoid sex, drugs, and alcohol, how to have refusal skills and boundaries and respect themselves and others, we have now given you the best employee you'll ever have. You're okay. going to want my kids to be in your workforce,
yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Come to work on time. They're not hungover. They're not running around their husband and their wife. There's so many benefits to what we teach for their character development, for their work, for our workforce and our communities. Mm-hmm. They will be the strong families with the kids that are coming out of strong homes. 40% of babies are born out of wedlock in our nation.
Wow.
That costs us about $25,000 a year per child for government assistance. Mm. We're talking huge problems. And most of those girls that are getting pregnant are in their 20s to 24-year age group because the high school kids have had abstinence programs. It's when you get to college and when you get away from the family that there's no support system. They throw condoms at them. They don't do anything to help our children have support group or support abstinence. They make fun of them, just like when they did the MTV Awards, the Jonas Brothers and Jordan Sparks from American Idol, they had on purity rings. MTV made fun of them in front of millions throughout the world were watching
right.
that. They were putting them down for making a commitment to abstinence. How sad is that?
Yeah, I remember that. That's a shame.
Yeah, that's abstinence phobia. You talk about homophobia. We got abstinence phobia coming up the yang-yang here because nobody's going to support our kids with abstinence. Oh, they can't do it. They're a bunch of animals, you know.
Yeah.
And they can do it, but they've got to have support. So in the 20 to 24 age group, there's no support there for them. And that's where they're getting pregnant out of wedlock. And we've got a major crisis in our nation because your stability of your communities is the strength of your families.
Right. Well, now, how's all this changed you? I mean,
Wow. Oh, it's humbled me, believe me. Oh, Lord.
It slowed you down a little bit, huh? Not much, a little bit.
Oh, no. It's never slowed me down. But it has humbled me. Uh-huh. And it's made me so dependent on God and so appreciative of every day, what he's done for me. I mean, I just look back and I go, God, this isn't me at all. This is all you. You have just led me, kicking and screaming a lot of the times and dragging me through the fire, to get to where Project SOS is today, because it's not my organization. It's his. And if I drop dead tomorrow, have a big party, dance, and celebrate because I've done what he's called me to do.
Amen.
And it doesn't get any better than that. When
That's
you listen
great.
To his voice and you do what he says, you get so blessed. Obey and blessings, Don't obey and curses. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist. It took me a long time to figure that out. But, 40 years of that. But since then, it's been great. It's just a wonderful, wonderful ride.
Okay.
I'm living the abundant life that Jesus says.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about the statistics. You mentioned some of the numbers. Mm-hmm. And again, how many schools are you in right now, roughly?
Oh, Lordy. We're in 12 counties, I'd say probably
12,
close.
12, kind of all in Northeast Florida?
And Southeast Georgia.
Okay.
And we go over almost to Tallahassee also.
Okay.
But we're reaching 15,000 teenagers a year. There's probably 150,000 teenagers in those counties, but we don't have the funding for that many.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do 6th through 12th grade and then college age, too. We don't have the funding for that, but they all need it.
Right.
So those are the numbers we reach a year. And with all the detention centers, the cool thing is the research on preventive programs like ours shows that if they have a program when they're in the detention center, 93% never return to that detention center. So they get out
really?
Of a life
93?
Of crime. 93%?
Wow,
isn't that wonderful?
That's phenomenal, yeah.
So are we important? Well, you better believe it, because we're teaching them the skills that nobody ever taught them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also teaching that they're valuable. And mm-hmm. we love them unconditionally, no matter what they've done. If they've slit their mother's throat, we still love them.
Mm-hmm.
We know we don't want them to meet them in a dark alley either, but until after we've worked with them. But we love them, and we teach them how to start over. And we teach them how to forgive themselves and be forgiven and also forgive, ask other people to forgive them for what they've done, because that's important.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's through the grace and love of God.
That is.
No doubt about
that
it.
Is.
Yeah. Well, now, what you mentioned some of the statistics about a reduction in teenage births.
Absolutely. I mean, 55% in our six counties that we started in.
And over 15 years then? Or 16
that
years?
Was, we did a study. We started when we first started. We did the first 6 years of studying from the time we got our first grant to 6 years later, and there was a 55%. That's some of the best statistics in the nation.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We're excited.
Yeah.
The nationally, though, I mean, they say absence doesn't work because Planned Parenthood throws all this money into it.
Right.
But you know what? Nationally, there's been a 37% reduction in teen birth rates, and we have the lowest abortion rates since abortion was legalized over 30 years ago.
Really?
So, yeah. So those kind of statistics you don't hear about, but they're there, but nobody touts them. They only tout, oh, absence doesn't work. Absolutely, it does.
Mm-hmm.
The abortions are because kids aren't getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
The teen birth is because kids aren't getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're learning the skills to respect themselves and to be able to come up against all the pressure they're under. And kids are under so much pressure with the media.
Mm-hmm.
We need to support them every way we can and love them.
Yeah. Almost turn off the television then.
Yeah. Monitor it, for sure. Monitor that internet. Know what the kids are looking at.
Now, what do you tell the the parents with a young man? I mean, to try to stay off the internet or and pornography and all of that.
Pornography is very addictive, highly addictive, especially the teenage brain. Teenage brain is not finished developing in the decision-making process until they're 25. So in that time, there's a lot that can happen to that chemistry of the teenage brain, which we're finding through the research that pornography is changing the chemistry. So we have to go back to the seduction of pornography. Number one, how do I monitor myself? How do I understand from... And we had a young man on our staff named Leo. He gave his testimony about being a addicted to pornography and what it did to him, and then how he got out of it so kids can know the way out. Because when we mention pornography, everybody, even in the sixth grade, the boys are all laughing. They're laughing because they're into it. Okay, that's a sign.
Yeah, that's a kind of a laugh, a defensive laugh, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we get to high school, they really laugh.
Yeah.
And then they be quiet after they see the testimony of Leo because they realize, I'm heading right down that same road of addiction, aren't I?
Yeah.
And to get out, he had to have an accountability partner. He had to have filters on his internet.
Yeah.
He had to understand that he was going to be miserable for a while because he's getting the endorphins that are released. He's going to be missing that.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it, and he's a great testimony. We have him on video now. He's out in Kansas teaching.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So how can somebody support your ministry?
Okay.
How can they help?
They can pray for us. We need all the prayers we can get because we're on the front lines. So Project SOS, pray for us every day.
Okay.
They can call our office, 279-0870, and ask for Pam Malarkey.
Okay.
And I'll get them plugged in, either volunteer for us, or they can support us financially. Or every third Tuesday, we do a free lunch at our office, and we'd love for you to come. Just call me and tell me you want to come. Again, that's 279-0870, Project SOS. And we'll feed you lunch, and we'll show you how we do what we do, because it's exciting to see how do you change a youth culture. My gosh, they're out of control. They can't be changed. Yeah, they can. And we can show you how we do that, because it's fun to learn. And we don't ask you for anything there. It's just an introduction to who we are.
Good.
And then we do events. We do a breakfast. We do a comedy night. We do a luncheon. And we'd love help with our events. If you'd like to volunteer, I'd love your help.
Okay.
And we're also doing a college program May 30th for college freshman, and it's called Oh, You Think You're Really Ready for College? Uh-huh. And it's about credit card debt. It's about time management. It's about the sex, drugs, and alcohol, the open campus that you'll have nobody to help you with boundaries.
Keep you back from, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to prepare them to be armed and dangerous when they get to the college campuses and not be fresh meat.
Right, right. Well, this is exciting.
Good.
Thank you so much for the time. I mean, to me, it gets back to God has plans for each of us.
Every person.
You know,
every
He wants person. To use each one of us. And so He gave you these visions over mm-hmm. the five mm-hmm. nights. You didn't know what to think. You just sat down and were mm-hmm. obedient to write these things down. And now all of these things have unfolded through the years. Mm-hmm. And all the people that you've impacted, the parents and the kids and... It's amazing. You
know,
God has plans. You know,
He yeah. does, and it might be a plan for you to reach your family members, and you right. think, oh, that's a little plan. No, that's not. The salvation of your family is huge.
That's right.
And I'm working with one of my girls in my Bible study right now. She goes, I don't know what God has planned for me, but she's out there trying to get her family into the kingdom of God.
Sure.
And I'm going, you have a huge plan. He's given you a huge mission because yeah. they're a bunch of heathens. So she's working real hard.
Well, again, thank you so much joining us. It's been
You're
a
welcome.
Pleasure to have you. It's exciting. Every time I talk to you, I get turned on, get enthused
Good.
About your personality and
we're just living,
all the
you
things
know,
you accomplish.
Jesus says, I come to give you life and give it more abundantly, and we need to be living that abundant life because it's exciting. And if
That's
it's
right.
not exciting, you need to find a different church. You need to get on God's plan because it is exciting.
Amen.
Thank you, John.
Again,
appreciate
Pam.
It.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Again, this is John Beaner. Thanks for joining us at Marketplace Witness. We're honored to interview Pam Malarkey and talk about Project SOS and its founding and how she leads that organization and what God's done to influence her. And again, if you want to be a supporter, 279-0870, 904-279-0870 to contact Pam or to, again, attend a free luncheon that she does on Tuesdays to get to learn more. Again, Marketplace Witness is more about testimonies of businessmen. If you want to join us at AskWiseCounsel.com, AskWiseCounsel.com, you can see some of the testimonies that we've done on video with Andy Sanfilippo, the founder of Team JAS, Mike Snyder, who's the founder of The Loop Restaurant, Brian Hickok, who's a movie producer, has won 7 Emmy Awards. Here in Northeast Florida, amazing stories in his life. Tony Nazarella, who's the founder of Murray Hill Theater and a real estate investor. Cynthia Montello, who has her own advertising agency, an amazing story of how God transformed her from the streets to professional woman and now leading and helping so many businesses from a marketing point of view. Again, we can help businesses and churches join together in our Wise Counsel and Genesis process. We invite you to explore that with us and join us at AskWiseCounsel.com. Until next time, may God be with you.